Assembly Speaker Hastie authorized the Judiciary Committee to begin an impeachment inquiry, and he chose an outside law firm to help with interviewing witnesses and perhaps drafting articles of impeachment, a document similar to a criminal complaint that would be presented to the Senate during a trial. The Speaker, when pressed for more details about how exactly the impeachment might proceed, admits that he and the rest of the Assembly are essentially winging it.
Listen, this hasn't been done in almost 100 years, so none of us, you know, were here when that happened.
There is at least one person who does know the details of what happened the last time when former Governor Sulzer was impeached in 1913. Jack O'Donnell, a Buffalo and New York City-based public affairs consultant, wrote a book on the topic called Bitten by the Tiger. O'Donnell is deeply embedded in New York politics. He's worked for Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and former Governor Eliot Spitzer.
I worked for a time for a guy named Eliot Spitzer, who then got in some trouble, and they said, he'd be the first governor impeached since William Sulzer.
Spitzer resigned over a prostitution scandal. O'Donnell also worked for former state controller Alan Hevesy. He eventually went to prison on a corruption conviction.
And when he got in trouble, they said, oh, he'll be the first state officer to be impeached since William Sulzer. And so I thought, I really should find out a little about this guy.
O'Donnell discovered that most of the present-day recollections of the impeachment were wrong. According to legend, Sulzer was a product of the powerful Tammany Hall, and they helped him get elected in November of 1912. But he got in trouble with the political bosses shortly after taking office for trying to enact reform and was punished by them. O'Donnell says it's true that Sulzer tried to buck the powerful political machine.
Sulzer decides he's bigger than Tammany Hall and decides to kind of create his own party, his own following, his own machine. And then he and Tammany get into a fight.
But Sulzer wasn't completely innocent of wrongdoing. He had likely embezzled $10,000 out of his own campaign funds, a lot of money in those days.
When you read the trial transcripts, there was evidence after evidence that he took money from the campaign fund and put it in the stock market. He coincidentally didn't report any money from politicians, brewers, and other kind of questionable figures. And then he signed his campaign report that said that was everything. So I don't think there's any doubt in most observers' minds that he was guilty, even if it was politics that brought on the fight.
Sulzer was removed from office on October 17, 1913. He'd been governor just 9.5 months. There's still a long ways to go, though, before Cuomo could become the second governor in state history to face impeachment. If the assembly inquiry leads to a vote, a majority of 76 yeses are required to impeach. The case would then be heard by state senators, along with 7 members of the state court of appeals. All of the judges were appointed by Cuomo. Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins would not be allowed to participate since she's second in line of succession for governor, after the lieutenant governor Kathy Hochul. In a Senate trial, a 2/3 vote or 46 of the senators and judges is required to convict. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.